Hello and welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, January 26th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in Discord for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. Terra Spaces appreciates their support. Today on the Ether, we have the Astro Heroes, Hero, Discord AMA, Twitter Space, Alpha Drop Leak. Let's go. Let's take a listen.
This space, we appreciate it. We got brother Kenny, General Kenny, about to, you know, share what Astro Heroes is all about. Astro Heroes started a few months ago, and honestly, it's great to see them develop this game that they have. I personally think a lot of people are sleeping on it, because what they're doing is that they are, you know, bringing a game, right? And it's not just an NFT collection, it's a whole metaverse, and they're stepping into, you know, this zone that I think is very fun and very exciting, and even being able to play, you know, with your characters and the maps. If you guys were on the previous call, we shared some sneak peeks of the maps. And so you know you can probably find them in the comments and stuff. And yeah, guys, this is like more than a collection. The team here, you know, with Kenny, with Bobby, and you know, with DeFi Jedi over here, everyone, Fintern, everyone that's here as a supporter, we appreciate you guys. And I would say let's get started. I would say wherever you want to start with, Kenny, maybe, you know, just give a little brief intro about, you know, who you are, what you have done in the blockchain space, and what you're doing, brother. Go ahead, take it over.
Hey. I think I should start. I think a lot of people knew into the space. I think you guys all should join our Discord too, because I will drop some alpha later on. So people in Discord now, they all in the last call, thanks Dog Life, DeFi Jedi, God Angel, Fintern, you guys always here. John, just double check, you hear me well on to the space, right?
Yeah, brother, loud and clear, you're good.
All right, good. So today I think I will talk about three things. One, just a introduction again about our project. Second is a little update for what's been going on last week in Astro Heroes. And the third one would be a special prize for a very special occasion that will be coming up very, very soon. So for those who don't know us yet, welcome to Astro Heroes. My name is Kenny. I'm one of the co-founder of Astro Heroes. Me, myself, I'm owning a outsourcing company in blockchain. And right now we have a team of 15 people. Soon after February, it will be 20. Me, myself, I've been in the field for 2 years, but I knew blockchain since I believe 2011, when I was still in college. That's when I first my first ever Bitcoin. But that was way, way back in the day.
Wow.
But yeah.
Wow. So you've been in the space. sorry to interrupt there, Kenny. So you've been in the space for quite some time, you know, in the blockchain space. And so what would you do for other companies? Would you like deploy like their smart contracts or like what type of work have you done there?
Yeah, so my day job is I've been helping university, hospital, a couple of NFT projects as well, in either smart contract or sometimes create for them some special function, helping them with security, but using blockchain technology to do it. Smart contract is only a small part of it, but also web design as well. As you think about NFT, you need designer, you need randomization, and randomization in 3D also, because you know, I do support 3D NFT project. Yeah, so that's quite what I did. So since 2019, I founded my company, and we've been doing outsourcing since then. It's been well. I honestly didn't start with Terra, but I started with BSC and ETH and Polygon, Solana. And early 2021, that's when I received a lot of requests from Terra. And the more I worked with it, I love the community. And exactly November 10th, 2021, my artist, his name is Eric, or you can call him Max also. He just came to me with a 2D sketch of Astro Heroes. And there's five guys behind him, and they were like, "Hey, Kenny, can I show you something?" And I was like, "Dude, why are so many people at my desk?" And okay, what do you want? So he gave me a 2D sketch of Astro Heroes, the very, very first 2D, which I will find to show you guys in a later point. But he was like, "Dude, we've been doing business well. You know, you make okay money. And why don't we do our own product? We have a capability. You have the entire studio here. So why don't you do it?" And I look at the other five guys behind Eric, was like, "Dude, you guys come up here," and everybody agree, I suppose, because you all look at me like, "Dude, you have to do it." Okay, all right. You want my help? Let's sit down and let's see where it goes. So yeah, that's when it actually started. Then we sat down. I decided we want to do Terra, just because why? I love the community here. I talk to people here. I see how people are taking care of each other in terms of helping with development or even just sharing ideas. So I feel a much, much more blend in with the community. That's why I decided to do Terra. Second is when I look at Terra itself, I didn't see a lot of the games as well as other different kind of project to be able to play or to experience something called Metaverse, right?
Hey, Kenny, here, give me 1 second. Let's make a DeFi Jedi. Can we co-host you? Let me see if we can co-host DeFi Jedi. I know he has a good following, or bring him as a speaker.
Yeah, let me co-host him. DeFi Jedi, I will invite you to co-host, yeah? I just send the co-host invite.
Yeah, there it is. And everyone that's joining right now, so we're getting started. So you just joined at a good time. If you're new to the space, Kenny is with Astro Heroes. He's just sharing a little bit about himself. But in the meantime, if you don't mind, you know, sharing this link with people, I appreciate it. We'll be doing a little giveaway here shortly as well, so you guys can be a part of it. Oh, there you go. We got One Planet NFT. Just joined as well. They might have a couple questions later. But anyway, Kenny, so wow. So you've been in the space for quite some time now, brother. You know, team reached out. They said, let's start our own thing. And you said, let's do it. You know, you guys.
John, go ahead. One second. Can you unmute on Discord also? Because people are not listening to you.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Yeah, my bad. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, all good.
Awesome. It's just when I speak, you have to mute on Twitter so we don't speak over ourselves.
Sure.
Awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, guys, we're running it. We're running it twice. We're doing a Discord and in the Twitter space over here. There's a lot of new people. There's a lot of hype on this project. Everyone should honestly Take a look at what Astro Heroes has. This team is stacked as, you know, I know like a starting company. These guys are literally what every other NFT project wants in their team. I'm telling you that. So anyway, we'll pick it up, Kenny. So we left off at, you know, all the work that you've done. The team reached out to you with a 2D and you know, and you decided to join the Terra space because of the community. I think you're in the right space. I think the community here in Terra is unique. And we definitely need a game, you know, we definitely need a game. So has anyone here, can you guys do me a favor and on the emoji button, hit the 100 if you have seen the game and if you have seen the maps that Astro Hero has created. I'm just wondering. And if you haven't, hit the laughing emoji or something. If you haven't seen the maps, hit the laughing emoji. If you have seen them, hit the 100. Just so I can get a little good idea here. So, okay, so not everyone has seen the maps. Awesome. Maybe, yeah. Okay, so we got some people that haven't seen the maps, Kenny. Let's share them. Okay, number one, we're going to have them on Discord. So if you're not on Discord, go ahead. Honestly, all the alpha is on Discord, right? But if you're not on Discord, let me drop a video of what the maps are looking like right now. Kenny, can you drop some maps on Twitter, bro?
Let's see what I can drop. I think the very first thing people can see now is the teaser that I released. So let me find the teaser again. I can show. I will pin it so people can see. Yeah, give me one sec.
Yeah, we're running two separate accounts here, so we're gonna mute ourselves while we talk.
Yeah. I think okay. You moved, right? So I just pinned again the teaser for the metaverse part that we already did. These will be available online within February. That's my plan. Yeah, I just pinned it again for the teaser. This is only show the gallery itself, but I will retweet one more time the map of what we did for the Battle Royale. Let's try retweet.
Okay, maybe. There you go. Thank you. So let's go step by step because Kenny goes fast. Kenny will drop all the alpha right now, you know. There are teams that, you know, they take their time. Kenny works full time. This guy literally, he's on his laptop, he's on his PC, he's on his studio. He works there all night. He's got more than one, you know, piece of like NFT. Like he has, you know, this gallery that him and his team built. He has like obviously like all the art. And I'm telling you, like he would drop as much alpha as he can. So in the meantime, while he's pinning all the previous videos that he's done before, go on his Twitter. Make sure you follow. Make sure you check them out. And also, while I'm at it, so Astro Heroes is a platform, right? It's a platform where essentially, for example, I see we got one planet here, and we have Sightland Solo's NFT. Okay, essentially, if an NFT project would like to collaborate on this map, I think I've seen even Terabots, you know, post a video one time. We are like Astro Heroes is open to collaborations. Astro Heroes, it's literally like a platform, and they want to grow within the community. We run Hero NFT, and you know, we're good friends with Astro Hero because Astro and Heroes go together. No, but really, I just asked if, you know, we could be part of their platform and, you know, bring our characters into their game and pretty much kind of like have some of the perks that Astro Heroes have. And it's possible. So that being said, even from like my perspective over here of, you know, being a co-founder of an NFT project, the fact that I can collaborate with, you know, a developer team and a gamer team that has the expertise and has what I'm looking for, it's something else I can bring for my holders. So that's why I tell everyone, it's like, no, you guys are sleeping on Astro Heroes. Astro Heroes is legit. So yeah, guys, I'll unmute myself, Kenny, if you wanna bring it back on. But yeah, if you haven't already, go check the Twitter and see the videos that they have. Again, this project is focused on this video game style that they're bringing.
So next, I think I should talk more about Astro Hero because a lot of new people here. Thank you guys for coming. Astro Heroes is a project where I want to do two things. One is reaching the physical world with the digital world. Second is an actual metaverse where people can hang out and play and watch concert, even dating. Because I used to do a dating app, and I still have a passion in it to connect people. This is not about just pure dating, but connect people, networking. So I will go from each part first, just a quick for you guys. I know it's going to be a lot for you to take, but I learned from the last AMA, but it was great. So why we decided to do a NFT physical toy? The reason is when I look at my dad, when I see him trade baseball card like 10 years ago, and now kids, they trade Pokemon card or Yu-Gi-Oh card. I see there's a big industry there, and I had a couple of the followers from Astro Hero, which who are dead. So they talked to me during Christmas. They was asking me when I released the video for our NFT toy, Kenny, can we get it for our son? When can we purchase this? So I see the fact that people are really like it, and why we do a digital version as well as a physical version, just because I see the fact that it's a much more valuable collection in terms of if you are a collector, you would want to collect both. So later on, if you own an NFT, you have the right to purchase one of the physical one. If you haven't seen our physical one, I will show it in Discord again in a later point when I have an update for all the demo as well as talking more into our project. So that's a physical toy part. The second part is about the game itself. When I started Astro Heroes,
hey Kenny, sorry, can I ask you one question on the game? So, on the figure, mm-hmm. Is this figure going to be received with the NFT, or is this something they can acquire after they receive the NFT?
They will have the right to purchase. So if you own an NFT, let's say 0010, you would be able to purchase that NFT, the physical version of it.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And in this physical toy, is it available on your Twitter as well?
The physical toy is available on my Twitter. If you want, let's go to media. I can retweet it one more time. I did it during the holiday season, so yeah.
DeFi Jedi over here saying that his side hustle was selling Pokemon cards online before it was.
Oh, yeah. So let me retweet it one more time. So if you see in the video, you would see that it would be the first mass scale NFT art toy. The reason why we have to say it mass scale, because if you make 6,000 or 10,000 or even 100,000, if all of them are the same, it's very easy. I can go to my friend and ask him, and it take me about a month, I get it done. However, if you want to make each of them unique and very it is like a one-on-one, nobody's gonna have it, it takes time. So me, myself, I do hang out with a couple of the friends who own actual toy factory. So I came and talked to them and asked them, hey, how can we make this happen? And after a while, it took us about more than a month to actually sit down and work with all the vendors and see how it works. And yeah, we finally did it. We found a way to do it each individually. If you want to purchase, we would be able to give you that right to purchase, and we will ship it worldwide for you. That should be no problem. I don't have the actual price for the NFT physical avatar yet.
But it's free,
we
bro.
Show
it's
you
free.
In... we probably will give to one or some of the minter. Honestly, I mean, I'm more capable of giving free, but also I have something very fun that I want to show. So for you guys to understand it more, but yeah, later on, let's save it for a later point. When I move over to Discord and I show everything. Yeah.
Awesome.
So the third one would be about the game itself. My team, almost every week on Friday, after work, we would have happy hours as well as hanging out with each other, and we play Call of Duty. So all of them was very excited, looking forward to Friday. And I was like, dude, there's no Friday for me because I'm wondering the weekend too. But yeah, why not? Let's just keep playing games. So we finish work around 6 and we play until probably 10. Because there's COVID right now, so we cannot really go out. So I normally order in and play with the guys.
Nice. It's a project being built by gamers. From gamers, by gamers. For gamers, by gamers.
Yeah. It's from gamer, by gamer, and for gamer. That's the correct one.
Let's go, guys.
Yeah, so we decided, because first of all, people hate the fact that you have to, normally people in NFT would know play to earn, right? But in the real world where the real gamer acts, they have to pay to play. Why pay to play? Because they want a different skin. They want a better guns. And honestly, me myself, when I play Call of Duty, we play Warzone, the free gun would never be as good as the one you purchase. And we look at the fact and say, dude, I hate it. Why don't we have capability to do our own games? Why don't we do it? Say, okay, if you want to do it, then let's do the Battle Royale style. So our Battle Royale style games would have two modes. The first one would be 1 versus 50. The second one would be 5 versus 5. There will be two factions in our story. One is Vandals and the other one is Republic. I wouldn't spoil everything, so please go and take a look at our story. You can read it over astroheroes.com. That is where you can find our story, as well as go to Discord. I think Discord is the best place for everybody to understand more about us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I talked to a couple investors in Singapore, in Vietnam also. I didn't want to take the fun at the moment because honestly, I don't need fun. I just want to build a good product and give it to the community first before asking more fun, because what if you have all the money but you don't know what to do with it, right?
Yeah.
Right now, we are totally capable of funding ourselves. Definitely, in the later stage, I'll be looking more funding, more investor. But at this point, I didn't want to take any, just because I want to prove ourselves first to any investor or any mentor or anybody who's interested in us.
Kenny, can I ask you something? So I know a lot of people in the NFT space. You know, they at first, some people come with a collection and then later they try to do, you know, a game. So in your scenario, it's kind of like the opposite. You're already bringing, you know, the game and then you're, you know, bringing the NFTs. What type of game would you develop to make sure that it sticks around, you know? And is it the fun that a battle royale, you know, player versus player brings? And then also, I guess my question is, like, do you plan on sticking around, you know, for the long term, or is this, you know, a project that you plan on, you know, building in 1 year, but that's it?
Yeah, for me about this project, at this point, I don't take any, first of all, for my company, I don't take any new project at the moment. The reason, because I want to focus the team to work on Astro Heroes. And the moment that we sat all together, 15 of us, we decided, okay, I want to put myself into these games, into this project. We wrote the story in a way that it could be expanded. Honestly, I don't really care about green or red in the market. Me, myself, I care more about a game, a really good game, a really good metaverse where you can actually be with yourself in there. So for me, if you think about cash grab, I'm not here for cash grab. That's why we did all of these products first and not do a lot of marketing. Just because I believe that you would have the product speak for itself.
Right. And it worked. And that's honestly, that's the reason why we're here, because we saw your product. And I mean, later we got to meet you and, you know, the type of work ethic that you have. But that is what got me, man. And that's what I tell everyone, that this is, I mean, come on, we're talking about a team of 15 people. And that's just like what they have right now, right? Everything starts slow, and then essentially it ramps up. So this is you hearing about, you know, Astro Heroes early, before, you know, before they like ramp up, before any updates, before, you know, the game is like, you know, out there. And the game is very different than the Axie Infinity game. Axie Infinity is like a 2D game. Astro Heroes, is this a 3D game, right?
Yeah, it is a 3D game. If you play PUBGs or if you play Call of Duty, that's what you're going to be looking at. And for people who are gamers here, dude, if you play pixelated games at this point, then I think you are moving back about 10 or 20 years. I'm not saying that it's bad, but with all the graphic that we could be able to bring it at this point, I have to create a game that would be able to look nice, to feel good, and to be fun. And with me, the pixelated like Minecraft or Sandbox, it doesn't give us that gaming experience like what we've been looking for. So that is why I decided to do it that way. A 3D one, it's fun. I have to say it's fun. First of all, to me, game is fun. Second is awesome. When you play, you would be able to earn and use a different location within Astro Heroes. So
wow, with that, so this is also a play to earn.
Yeah, it's also a play to earn.
Dang, wow, I'm gonna be playing this thing.
So when I talk to investor, I learned something. I learned that a lot of people in NFT space are gamers, but a lot more are not gamers. So investor challenged me with a question that, what would you do for people who don't play games? And I told them about my background when I did the dating app. And they were advising me back that you got to think bigger, you got to think something that everybody can just be there and hang out and play. So I sat down with the team again and I thought, okay, we have to split into three environments as I request. The first environment is the gallery. You have a good NFT collection, you have a good NFT digital piece, you need a place to show. You need a place where it's nice to show, not just on the website.
Right.
So we will have the gallery testing beta for you very, very soon. Really wow. Hope it's gonna be in fact. Yeah.
Wow, and this is crazy, dude. The fact that you have a gallery, like there are projects right now selling, you know, like a ticket, right, or something, a piece of land, an NFT, and then they tell you, hey, this is what it is right now, but later down the road you'll be able to have a gallery. And so you are bringing the gallery already, like, dude. And so, okay, but about this gallery, so let's explore this gallery for a second. I'm telling you, man, you have a lot of alpha, so we gotta like masticate that a little bit.
Yeah.
So on the alpha here, let me go. Let me untweet myself or unmute myself on Discord as well.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, just unmute yourself here on Twitter. So awesome, there it is. So will this gallery, is it an open gallery? So my example here is I mint, you know, an Astro Hero, and I have my Astro Hero, and let's say I mint a couple more, so I have a total of 3. So in this gallery, is this gallery for every single user? Like, will every single user have an empty gallery, and then they display their Astro Heroes?
My vision is not only you display the Astro Heroes. My vision is you can display anything that you can display, any NFT you have. If you have the right format, I want you to display on your own gallery. But at the very beginning, what it does is, if you look at the video, it's already done. All of them are Astro Heroes NFT. So if you're thinking about secondary market, right? Or if you're thinking about minting experience, would it be happy if you can experience yourself in the gallery and look at the digital collection? I believe that is the experience that I want, rather than just minting like any other project. You can go and check it out first, and maybe you are the lucky one who would be able to mint one of those NFT, right? And
wow.
And the purpose of the gallery itself for me is would be able to give it to all the user, and at the later point I want to see everybody would be able to have a gallery, maybe not a gallery but maybe a home where you can display all your NFT there for people to come in and see. I see the fact that lots of other projects I've been working with, not everybody are deaf, right? Not everybody are creators,
right?
But they own a lot of NFT. So me, right, myself, just thinking about the experience that people are challenging the pain point, we will be able to create something that you just have to copy and paste and put only the link, or even just to connect your wallet, and all of the NFT will show up within that gallery or at your home.
Wow. A quick question. How far in the process are we, you to display? So for example, let's say I have 3 Astro Heroes, I have, you know, 3 hero NFTs, and then I have, I don't know, some Hellcats. How far are we into, you know, being able to, I guess, log in to the gallery, connect their wallet, and then display our NFTs?
At this point, we are working on the beta first. What the beta would do is anybody who has a Terra wallet, they will be able to test out the gallery itself. My work at this point is try to optimize it for web-based, for the gallery to be web-based, and everybody would be able to access it and give it a try. That's the first one. Your question is about if you want to connect your wallet and all of the NFT would show. Right now I have it to show us in the web, but not in the gallery. So that is something that I also working on. At this point, I can point out the person who's working on it right here. I think he's on the call. He's on the call. So otherwise, I would give him right away to you and ask him where he's at. But as of yesterday, when we check up with each other, we are ready to go for the web. But in order to put it, let's say, automatically into each of those frames, that's something he has to work with the Unity guy, which I believe it will be very soon. If you look at the video, all of those are ready to do it offline. I can even demo it later point if you want to see, but I rather demo the Battle Royale one because we don't have a lot of time. So yeah, maybe you guys should move to Discord in about 5 minutes. But while I'm talking about this, I will take another one. So yeah, that's for the gallery.
Okay.
Inside the gallery, we decided to do the entertainment district where you can actually go there and stream videos, watch streaming videos, watch with your friend, talk to your friend, watch concert. The platform itself, same thing with the gallery, it's already up because we split it into three teams. Each of them work on a different environment. So again, I will demo it later on in Discord also.
Okay, here, let me make a little, I'm telling you, bro, you just bring so much to the table that we have to masticate it, at least for me, you know, because these are great things that you're building. These are very, very, you know, big things that, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people, like projects would like to be a part of them. And then, even by you guys being, I think so far, no one's created a game where I can log in with my NFT. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but that could be you becoming the first one in the Terra space to do something like this, you know, and in a 3D world. So for the ones that are new, we'll make sure to bring a Medium article that, you know, has all of these key points that Kenny is sharing with us. Sorry, bro. I forget to unmute myself over here on Discord, and I'm only focused on Spaces. Sorry. So I'll just talk in Spaces. But yeah, guys, we'll bring a Medium with everything articulated, so you guys, you know, don't miss anything, and you guys can see, you know, everything bullet pointed and whatnot, because it's a lot. I think this for the Terra community, it can bring, you know, a lot of engagement. We have God's Angel on Twitter asking. He said, "Oh no! It's Crip." He said, "Gallery idea sounds dope. What if we could have a gallery of a bunch of Terra NFTs?" I think we can do something like that. We'll have to, you know, talk to Kenny, but I think that's a good idea. I think it was Lunar Space. They made a video, you know, showcasing like a virtual Vegas. I think that's what it was. And they added a bunch of like projects there. I'm pretty sure Kenny can do, you know, the same thing there. So that would be like a yes there.
Yeah. Actually, my vision when I sat down, so with the team, when we decided to move all the entire company full time on Astro Heroes, when we're not taking any other new project for the outsourcing, we kind of bet into this project. Bet on our work, bet on our life, not on the income, because honestly, with you guys, I would be able to pay for my entire team 2 years forward without any problems. And they know that. That's why they say, okay, let's do Astro Heroes. Because all of them, I take care of my employees just like my friends, just like my brother and my sister. So they've been with me, they understand, and they're okay with the fact that we move from an outsourcing place into a product producer. And I'm just happy. Thank you, everybody, for staying with me. If you are listening, some of them, I probably think you do. And yeah, when we decided we want to do something that would last, would be able to be happy when showing to other people. My visions when I decided to do it on Terra is we'll be able to bring, I know that I cannot bring everybody, every single one, but I would be able to bring good projects like Hero into our platform. They focus on what they're doing, but we can give a hand. We can let them be able to play on our platform, for example, to have the NFT connect into our platform for people to have more experience. Well, let's see. My dream one day would be if you go to the entertainment district, you watch a movie, right? You would be able to see Hellcats. You would be able to see Loom Punks. You would be able to see Hero. You would be able to see Astro Heroes. Each one of them represent what they want, what the user want, to present their self into the world, into the metaverse, right? So that is my dream, when I will be able to collab with projects. And and with Hero, that will be the first one. And for sure, we will bring it to make this happen, John.
Yeah, man. No, thank you. I'm telling you, like, and I tell everyone, you know, we're gonna get a Medium article with, you know, every single piece of alpha written down, because it's a lot. While some projects are, you know, launching their collection, sometimes I don't know. Sometimes they and you know, sometimes we can be guilty too, but we blow up, like, you know, they blow up a lot of smoke, and then you are faced with the challenge, you know, because we all want to bring, you know, a good community together. We all want to bring excitement, and so it is hard to follow through some of the you know, some of the promises that like a lot of projects make. But with you know, with Hero and with Astro Heroes, the cool thing is that you can bridge, you know, these communities together. And I'm sure that it's not only open just for Terra, right? Like, it's open for, you know, maybe Solana, or I don't know. Like, we're not closed off on who can partner up. We're pretty much open. It all takes time. But the cool thing is that Astro Heroes is a team of devs, and their focus is, you know, the game development. So, yeah, one last thing I wanted you to share with the community, if that's okay, is the maps. I know there were some maps. Have you guys seen the maps? Hit the 100 if you've seen the maps. Hit one of these if you've seen the maps.
I have many maps, man, but I think I just retweeted the Battle Royale. That's not the entire map, but it's like a section where you would see people shooting each other over there.
And some of this alpha is available on Discord as well, guys. So hop on Discord if you have a Discord account. But no, so far, man, honestly, it's great. Because at the end of the day, you're going to launch, and you're going to launch a product and a service, pretty much.
Yeah, so that's about it. But I have one last thing for those who don't know about us yet. The reason why we do all of this, and we decided to do a lot of things together, it's a big plate. Everybody can feel it. And everybody asks me, you sure you can do it? And I tell them, okay, challenge me. Challenge me and give me like a couple weeks, and I show you what you got. So for now, the Battle Royale first stage of environment creating as well as shooting are done. The entertainment district also, and also the gallery. My plan is we'll be launching a project trailer. I have to say project trailer, not the game trailer, because we are much more than just a game. Second is because we see the trend in NFT right now is about betting as well as a mini games. So in Feb, we will launch a mini games called Hyperspace. The games are super simple. You just need to know two buttons. One is running, one is jumping. It will be space. Hit as fast as you can for running, and jump over the obstacle. There will be fire at the back, just like the Battle Royale style. You have to run before the gas coming in hit you. That's when you lose your health, right? But with the 2D games, we call it Hyperspace. We'll be launching in Feb, so people can try. The game itself has a betting function. So each of you guys who want to play, play to earn, in this point is buying a $1 USD, and the winner take the entire pool. If you don't want to play, you can also bet on upcoming session, which we will be having it available for you. And this game's Hyperspace will be available online in early Feb. So If you didn't see it, let me share with you.
Thank you, sir. Again. We can hear your mouse scroll. Tuck, 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 tuck.
I just retweeted again for our 2D hyperspace game. And for those projects who want to be on the billboard of our games, let us know. Right now, I have Hero, I have Hellcast, and I have Ice Outboots. So reach out to me.
Okay, I'm looking for the retweet.
It's right under the pin. So you see the retweet.
Can you guys see it, guys? Hit the 100 if you can see it. I can't see it so far. I see the toy one.
I think you need to refresh again and go to our profile. Did I? All right.
Shout out. Let me give some shout outs to. We got Abdel Kadus, shout out. Critch Plus, shout out to you. DJ Lovely K, shout out. Thank you for listening. Redux Crypto. We got Lim Jing Yang One. Shout out Phil D's, Chance Chan, I see you. Katie, I see you. Oops, I closed this. Histicali, I see you. Bobby, KT, Future Self, I see you. God's Angel, dang, God's Angel is lit. Daniel, yeah. Everyone, I mean, I'll run him, every single one of you guys. We got Mr. Murr, he has a Gravy Dow. Background there, Adam, the Woken, hello. We got Road is Eve. Sorry if I said that wrong, I'm sorry. Probot, hello everyone. Hello. It seems like a lot of people are joining right now. We're wrapping up, but I also want to say, well, we're not wrapping up, we still got a little bit more alpha to drop. However, I wanted to share that I appreciate every single one for being here. I appreciate it if you shared the link, you know, when we were first starting. And I want to give, you know, a little gift to, you know, some of those of you that did share the space. Even if you share right now, you'll still, you know, you'll still be counted. I'll select three people to do a giveaway. My personal account is Motivating Gene, so I'll be, you know, doing all communication through there. Or just hop on Astro Heroes Discord and you can find me there. But anyway, I'll be selecting three winners, anyone that shared this space, once the call is done. And yeah, I'll be sending some a little surpriser to you guys. But shout out to everyone, guys. And then, yeah, go ahead, Kenny.
First of all, I will share an alpha today. So I think you guys should definitely join Discord now. I have one of the very, very big thing. And if you don't know about us, it's really, really related to our story. The story of our project is related to Dawns. We did this project with inspiration from three things. Dawn himself. In our story, his name is General Dawn. He's the head of Republic Army, who is helping to save Terra Planet. Which the Battle Royale's game, when we launch, the name would be Battlefront. It would be season one, Terra. Planet of Terra. So today I want to reveal the only 1-1 3D NFT, and the only 3D NFT in this collection is General Do.
Let's go. And so for them to see it, they where in Discord do they gotta be on?
There's a couple other things that I want to show, and today maybe after this call, I will have to redo the AMA stage again. But for now, I will post a Google Meet link. No, let's not do that. Let me post on the chat. Yeah. Let me
pull okay, so chat. So let's okay, 1 second. So guys, for the ones that aren't on Discord yet, the Discord link is on Astro Hero's profile, so you can find it there. And then so we're about to reveal, as Kenny shared, that this story is you know, goes hands in hands with Mr. Doe, you know, being like it's a game inspired by Do Kwon, and you know, Ready Player One. And so Kenny created a one-on-one mint that's specifically designed after Do. And mm-hmm. so this is a 3D, you know, in-game playable character. And then, yeah, my question was, Kenny, where are you releasing this picture on Discord? Like, which, like on general or where?
No, you would go to AMA chat.
Oh, AMA chat. Okay.
Yeah, AMA chat. I posted yesterday. This is the pre-alpha where I black out everything. So let me post. Let give people like a couple of minutes first for them to join. I see some of them are joining. Just say hi. Yeah, let a comment.
Yeah.
But I only said one alpha yesterday, but I actually have two alpha. One is for people who will mint with us. I didn't decide what is the rules first, but I think I should post this video first, right? We are a team. I have friends. I have friends who are artists, and what we did is we form a club. We form a club of RC car that can drift. So for me, I want to share our hobby as well as this for people to know us more, as you guys know the team. I'm sharing video as well as pictures. Go check it out, the video, so you would understand what is the remote control drift car. We will give one of these drift car to a lucky person. And check out the video, it's super cool. And in the NFT space, everybody always ask when Lambo when Lambo, then I give you Lambo. Check this out.
Let's go.
Oh, one guys, check this ones, out.
Yeah, for the ones that don't see it, it's on okay, so Mr. General K over here got a little sidetrack. On you know, we were gonna reveal the Astro Hero. I was ready to see Mr. General K being revealed, but now he revealed a car that he's giving away. It's an RC car, like he has said that the people, you know, that he knows and then his friends, you know, have like toy game factories and stuff. So check it out, guys. We got a little surprise here. It's pretty cool.
Here you go. Let's bring this bad boy home. So we will be doing a RC car just like the one that you see in the video. You'll be able to drift. You will be able to drive. And it will be a Lambo. And of course, I will have some customization about Astro Heroes on the Lambo scheme.
Yo, that's sick. That thing is dope. That thing is dope. Can you drop a picture on Twitter?
Definitely.
Actually, Kenny, let's wait, cause let's pack up that text, so you know, so people can share and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is very cool. If you guys are on Discord, you know, you can see the Lambo. He's gonna be giving away a Lambo.
Yeah.
This is so a Lambo. Cool, man.
Dude, you don't have to ask when Lambo anymore. You just have to mint us and hope that you would get one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is so cool. Okie dokie. So we'll share that. We'll share that on Twitter. But go ahead, brother.
Yeah. So I actually want to share my screen, but at this point, the AMA stage, I have to refix it again. Just an update on what we've been doing, because I think in the weekend we will do another call, which at that point I can share more. So we've been talking for like an hour, so I think that people are ready to go to sleep or are ready to do some other things. But let me show you what I promised today is the alpha about the 3D version of the one. Yeah.
Okay.
I will drop on.
Sounds good. You're gonna share it on your screen or where?
No, I will drop it on AMA chat. People gotta come to AMA chat, man.
Yep. There's like about 10 people in the AMA chat. So, for the ones that haven't joined Discord, hit up the AMA chat. You can stay on the call. You can just go to the Astro Heroes Discord. The link is on the bio, and then you can see the. Terra, yo, that's cool. Yeah, that's a lightsaber.
So, yeah, but this we will be wanting to give it to the one himself. So we will have a gift for we will have a tutorial. But after this, we will announce what is gonna happen over there. But definitely, we would need your help. A lot of people help because this is. This took us exactly 3 weeks to come up with the design. I'm sorry, Eric, you have to draw it a lot, but this is the final version of it. We have Terra. If you see on the other wing, it's actually the Stanford logo. The reason why for Stanford, because no one went there. I used to be in the States for 10 years, so yeah, I also love Stanford, but I just couldn't get there yet. Or maybe never. So yeah, this is the alpha for today. And this is the only 3D one for Astro Heroes in this collection.
Wow. That is super cool. Yeah, we'll definitely have to, you know, put it out there for him. So he can play it, you know, so he can appreciate it. That is really cool. I think people like it, man. People are stoked.
Yeah. But that's not it, man. That's not it. This is the last one where you can actually see 360 of the 3D one. I know I drop alpha every time I have AMA. I'm just too excited. I cannot keep it for myself anymore, man.
Wow, guys, hop on Discord. This thing is lit. Yo, what? That's like a backpack with some wings with the Stanford logo, the Terra logo on the chest.
Honestly, I just cannot wait to see it in our metaverse where he can actually fly with those wings. Those are for flying, man.
Flyable.
To fly. Yeah, it's more flyable.
Damn. Yo, that thing is ill-matic. It's ill. No, Matic. Ilterra. It's Ilterra.
Ilterra, man. Yeah. So, I mean, this is only a lot of people new here today. Hope you enjoy what we've been showing so far. Me, myself, I be keep my head down and keep working. If you want to collab or you need to ask us any question, please go on Discord. Please go on Discord. We need help. We need to show everybody what we've been working at. And hopefully with this speed and with more things we're working on, I just love to show more to people. I know that we didn't do a lot of marketing at the beginning just because I believe that I need to do a good product first. You can agree or disagree with me, but for myself, for me to go to sleep every day, I have to make sure that we hit certain point in our project. And every product that we send it out there, everything that you see, even from the meme or from the video, it has to go through me at this point. So I want to deliver a good and quality product as best as we could at this point. But of course, at a later point, when I can bring more of the master in and more of experienced people in, then definitely this project will be much, much more than where it is today. But again, we said that seeing is believing. So I read the show, not talk. And in that way, I'm happy. And John can do all the talking for me.
Pretty much. I love talking. Yeah, no, you killed it, bro. I'm over here, like, honestly, like, loving on the 3D design. It is, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. You know, this is what I'm telling everyone, you know. Yo, this is a team that is working. Like, they're, dude, you know, they're doing a lot. You know, they're doing a lot. I know from firsthand, you know, how much work it requires. And they're so invested in, you know, in their game. They're so invested in, you know, their design. And this is the reason why, you know, I decided to, you know, just join Astro Hero and be like, bro, you have, you know, a lot on the pipeline that needs to be displayed. As you guys know, this is you know, Kenny is a person that obviously has a lot to give. He has a very big heart. And, you know, our job here is to, you know, to articulate, right? To, you know, separate, to add commas, you know, to all the alpha, because he's just going to be shooting it. You know, he's just going to be shooting up. I mean, just the fact, dude, that you're developing a game on Terra, that is, you know, this sort of experience. Guys, he, on the last AMA, again, joined Discord, but anyway, on the last AMA, he showed us a video of a gliding, I don't know if it was a spaceship, you know, I think it's some sort of spaceship, already, like, gamified, you know, like, it's not a picture, it's like the whole rendered 3D rigged version of the gamified ship that he had. And I'm like, yo, this is what we want, this is what the community literally has been waiting for. And so, dude, we're gonna make sure that the community pushes this forward. You know, this is the type of alpha that they're looking for everywhere, and that today they found it. You know, this right here is the way. This is the what is it called? Berserk? Is it Berserk DeFi Jedi? From Mandalorian, the armor.
Beskar.
Yeah. Beskar. This is Beskar right here, guys. Thank you, DeFi Jedi. Because what I do without you? Yeah. So don't sleep on them. Do not sleep on them. My people over here, they're on different time zones. And you know, we're all trying to work together. So Kenny, one more thing. So on Twitter, are we sharing some of this alpha on Twitter eventually, today, maybe tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. Today I want to give it to people who join Discord first. So probably maybe a day from now we will review more. Let people join our Discord more so we can have more updates. For me, for people to join Discord, we would know more people. We would be able to answer your question. We'd be able to show you more of what we do. Twitter is a great place, but for more conversational, I think you should join our Discord.
Yes, guys. So there you have it. And then also, so for right now, you guys saw a lot of alpha, but if you don't mind helping me out, sharing the video that is pinned on Astro Heroes, and then just, I don't know, comment something brief that you learned about the team today, something that you can take with you, something that you're excited about. Anything like, you know, that the community does is much appreciated. And then go ahead and, you know, tag us, tag Astro Heroes, tag, you know, something that you took from this. And I'll make sure to send something your way. You know, we're going to be doing a giveaway to three winners. Well, I'm going to select three winners that share, you know, share the space. You know, share an experience that you took with you. So please go ahead and share on Twitter, tag Astro Heroes, and we'll be doing some work later tonight about you know, choosing someone and just you know, giving I don't know, coffee money, like something to to gift you for your collaboration, because we appreciate it, guys. We appreciate every single one of you, whether you're on Discord, whether you're on Spaces. Stay tuned. We also are coming out with the Medium. So everything that we have, I think mediums will be the way to drop this alpha in the most, you know, beautiful, articulated way. That way people can read it, because there is so much alpha here that it has to be, you know, articulated. And then also, if you know someone that does podcasts, or someone that, you know, does videos, YouTubes, let us know. Again, this is a product and a service, NFT company that they started with, you know, with a vision, and now they're so deep already, and they're even like allowing you to do a beta of a gallery. Like, they're doing a bunch of things, and the gallery is not even the game. Okay, the gallery is just a gallery. So let us know if someone does like reviews and stuff. We appreciate all the support we can get, guys. Other than that, anything else? Any questions? Actually, real quick,
yeah, if anybody wants to raise your hand. Want to take in question at this point.
Yeah, guys, go ahead, raise your hands. Don't be shy. I'll give 15 USD to someone that unmutes yourself and just like says hi and says something right now. So the first person that raised your hand, tell a joke, come sing a song. Don't fight for the button though. There you go. We got it's script, and then we got you, Laurent. Okay, so let's add it's script, and then you can go ahead. LM. Hello, hello.
Hey. What's going on, guys? How are we doing?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here. I just want to say that I'm super stoked for this project, and especially after hearing this alpha, I'm even more stoked. seriously, you guys are doing a great job in terms of, you know, building out the project. The art looks great. Dope community. So I'm just glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for helping and supporting us. For me, I build this for the community. I build this for my team. I build this to support Terra. So yeah, just happy to see our product get good feedback. That is the most matter to me. And also, if you want to suggest anything, guys, I'm here to listen. I'm here to take it in. And we probably will be able to do some of that if it's suitable with our product.
Yeah, I think I put a question in the AMA chat in the Discord. I wasn't really what question, but I know you guys are messing around with the game and how it's gonna play out and everything. So I guess I'm just gonna, you know, stay tuned and see what you guys end up dropping in terms of alpha and what's to come. So I guess I just like the surprise factor.
Did you see? Were you at our last AMA where I showed the actual game?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the Twitter video that you guys posted on your page, but I think that's what I'm referring to.
No. Then at the last AMA, I actually showed the Entertainment District as well as the Battle Royale games.
I'm telling you, this guy has a bunch of alpha, bro. I'm telling you, like, people think that like the gallery is like the game and stuff, and I can understand it because, you know, we don't have the game developers in like you know, our room, but this guy has like the whole little studio, 15 people with him working every single day. So I'm telling you, man, like, it's loaded. It's the man comes in, you know, he came in with his weapons and he's like ready to shoot.
Yeah. So for, I have to shout, and I mean, this is happening because of my team. I have to say my team is the one who brought the project here today with me, but without them, I cannot do it. So let me drop you a quick picture of our team on the AMA chat, so you know who we are and what we've been working on. And also, guys, I promised the merchandise in Q1. I did this photo shoot in Q4 last year. So, yeah, let's take a look at the team a little bit. This is how many people are working on Astro Heroes. And there will be more people.
Kenny, and then are you sharing something right now?
Yeah, I show it on the AMA chat. So,
oh, AMA people chat. Gotta awesome.
Join Discord to see all of this, man.
Yeah, okay, guys. Yeah. AMA chat is where it's at. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you well.
What's yeah, glad to be here. I'm not very good in English because I'm French, but I would like to say some words. I love the project, the vision. I love the two of my favorite projects, Aaron NFT and Astro Project, to do something great, to do something awesome. Guys, you rock. And I'm very happy to be here and see the evolution of the project. And you guys clearly are awesome. Voilà.
Thank
and
you.
Be and you want a song, but I can say I can sing a song in French, for the mood, in my country because I live in Réunion Island in the Indian Ocean. So, ote grand mère à moi, ote qui fait canner, ote dame bonjour, comment ça défait pour nous aller? Voilà. And thank you guys for having me.
Okay. Come on. Hey, throw him a 100. Is he a good singer or what?
Yeah.
Throw him a 100.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Hey, awesome. Hey, guys.
I can't believe you got somebody to just sing, man. Like, dude, people are doing anything for this alpha. This is the kind of AMA that I like to hear. Good work, guys. Keep it up.
This is the way, brother.
Hey, man.
dude, keep up the good work. There's so much alpha, so much of the NFT. I haven't talked much just because this is your guys' platform and you guys deserve the spotlight. So I do have a question for you guys. Like, yeah. The fact that you guys are building an entire game and the NFT and everything together, how is it that you guys have not gotten more attention from the rest of the Lunatics? I know you guys haven't advertised much, but man, people need to start spreading the word a little bit. But I know you guys haven't been trying, but I think it's about time it starts to get out. So that's my only question is when do we get to start pushing this a little bit? Because I want everybody in Luna Terra to be excited about it, not just the diehard NFT fans, because I think you guys are going broader than that. I think you guys are going next level, right? So that's my question is how are we going to get next level with you guys? I know that's probably a little broad at this point in time,
yeah.
But what's your guys' plan for that?
And
then I'll shut up.
That no, bro, you are number one. Welcome to speak whenever you want. You are DeFi Jedi. I
appreciate you guys.
And this is the way, bro. And this is exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to, you know, get our name out there. Now, I do want to say, I actually want to answer your question with another question. And check it out, guys.
Yes.
I literally have 100. I will give 100 UST. To someone that can articulate a Google document and send us honest feedback about our project. Okay, I'm gonna say that one more time. Hang in here with me, guys. So, to whoever can give us detailed feedback of how we can improve this project, whether it is I don't know, our aesthetics, whether is, I don't know, some designs, whether is, you know, marketing, whether whatever it is that you have, even if it's whatever, I want to hear it. Send it, send that document over to our Discord, yes, to our Discord, to me on Discord or send it to the Twitter of Astro Heroes. Again, what I'm looking for is feedback of ways that we can be better. So that's number one, okay? Now, number two, to answer your question, DeFi Jedi, this is exactly the reason why we're here, number one, because everyone is sleeping on this project. Everyone's sleeping on Kenny and on his team. At first, I can see that there are a couple of things that we can maybe, like, organize, right? And, for example, like the alpha, like he's been dropping alpha left and right, but it is very different when someone drops alpha and, you know, can somehow like articulate it and market it to the community. You know, they had no marketing, like even as of right now.
Oh yeah.
When I joined, you know, their team, I said, you know what, dude, I can advise any NFT project, but, I said, I'm down to ramp up your marketing because people need to see this. People need to see what you have going on. So even as I'm speaking right now, there are going to be maybe three more people that we want to bring in the team as marketing advisors, you know, as us help, not just advising, but helping build these relationships and bring more fire to the game. We'll be expanding our team. So just know that, again, it's 100 UST who can bring me an articulated document. It has to be at least a good solid page. Anything that is, I mean, of course, don't send me like, you know, so like, hey, guys, like, I don't know. I think you guys should, I don't know, give free NFTs and then that's it. No. Like, I need something that it's worth it and it's valuable.
It doesn't just work like that. Oh man! So I was just gonna draw a picture, and it's gonna be a guy holding the sign that says "Buy more Astro Heroes." But I don't know if that'll work. I'll send it anyways, just because I think it might work. But
let's go. Let's go.
I think we still have more people to request speaking. So let me give it to JT. Yeah.
Cool. Go ahead, JT.
JT.
No. And then, sorry. One more thing. It's script. Go ahead and DM Astro Heroes. I'll take, you know, I'll follow up with you. Same with you, Lim. Thank you. And then there are a couple people. I think the Woken was before JT. So let's give the Woken the mic right before you, JT. We appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Can I be heard?
Yes, loud and clear, sir.
Now, I got to reiterate, I came in a little bit late here, but I was shocked to hear what I was hearing. This is epic news, and the fact that it's been slept on isn't going to last for much longer. There seems to be a revolution going on in the NFT space in Terra of recent. You know, I started off just sort of around the whales after the whales, but recently what's come on with the Hellcats and Luart and Dystopii coming to the scene, we seem to really be having a revolution. And what you bring in here, who's going to be handling the collaborations for this? This is going to be bringing the whole NFT space in Terra and the Terra community again closer together.
Yeah, good question. So I'll speak from experience, okay? So Hero NFT did partnerships with, you know, with like the TFL, with like other projects, with a few, you know, influencers. But I know that it wasn't just me, you know, it was people that were connected in the Terra community that were able to help. So as of right now, I actually am looking for, you know, people that can help make those connections. So if you know of someone,
Finn here is in the room, you know, he seems to be linking the whole NFT space together.
Who?
You know, Finn from Terra Space.
Finn Terra, yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely one that I would be hitting up. You know, he's bringing so much alpha to the Terra space. But yeah, I mean, we can explore it and we can spread it as much. I mean, God's angel is here and he is everywhere. You know, like I'm working with him over at the Lunar Monkey business in the council over there. Is Aston able to get in on this with everybody?
Yes. We're also thinking of Aston. So yeah, we're thinking about the same people, guys. So Finn, reach out, brother. Who else did you mention? God's angel, reach out. I know Ian was also, you know, wanting to collaborate. So Ian, if you're listening, reach out. And then who else did we say?
Not just anybody, and sorry to land anybody in it, but I think this is the sort of opportunity now that, you know, as the community, everything gets pushed by the community, and these are the sort of opportunities that we can push that is going to bring, you know, this is going to bring eyes to Terra all over the place. Yes. You know,
thank you, brother.
Yeah,
this no, literally.
I'm happy to be glad I popped in, because there's a lot of work going on. You know, there's a lot of people putting in a lot of effort. And I think, you know, collaborating together and pushing this whole thing as a community effort is going to drive this thing past the moon. We won't even have to worry about Lambos. We'll be in Jetson cars shortly. So, yeah, thanks. I'll be quiet and pass it on. But thanks so much for sharing this information. It's fabulous.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate all you. Right. Yeah, send us a DM via the Astro Heroes account as well, please. Go ahead, Kenny.
Yeah, I think JT, you coming up next, man. JT is. I think you have to unmute yourself, bro.
Oh, hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Good. I just wanted to say I'm excited to be here, and I've been with the project, been in the Discord for quite a while now, and I love what you guys are doing. I love the project, and just excited for you guys to get everything going, and, you know, pretty excited for you guys. I love where everything's going. I actually, my brother's actually, it's Crypt. He was just in here a second ago. I actually got him in the project.
Let's go.
That's real family right there.
Hell yeah, that's dude. I told
for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I told him about the project when you guys had like 300 followers in the Discord, and I had him join in. Yeah, we're both liking the project. We love the art, and we're just excited for, you know, everything to come, especially your guys' metaverse. That's what we really like, is that you guys are doing it yourself. And not yourself, but, you know, you can't do it all by yourself, but you guys have a strong team, and I'm excited for the metaverse and to put the Astro Heroes and get an actual physical copy, and you know what I mean?
100%. Yeah.
Can I ask little ask? I'm sorry if my English not good.
You're good.
But
you're good.
How much NFT from you?
How much?
Yes. I need buy, but I'm talking good.
No worries. It's okay. Where are you listening from?
I'm Indonesia.
Indonesia. Where's Bobby? Bobby, come help me, Bobby.
Bobby, speak.
Bobby.
We have someone in the team. Everyone, where is Bobby? Bobby.
Bobby,
where are you?
Bobby, I've been waiting for you all my life.
Bobby, where are you?
Bobby.
Where are you, Bobby?
Tells you to come forward.
Bobby, please. Where's Bobby?
Can tell me more about your NFT, how much bridge your NFT or ATV, because I think your project's very good.
Hello. Yeah, so
Oh, there he is.
Hey, man. Oh my god, I'm so stoned, you know, like, oh my god, this is so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
Bobby,
man.
Boy.
yeah, it's so good to be here, man. To be honest, I have the same problem. I don't speak very good in English, but, you know, I have to go, you know, go on stage for this, man. I'm really stoked. I'm really, really high with this project, actually. You know, I've been from very beginning with Kenny. And we got no engagement. We got no people know us, you know. This is too
bad to miss, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I
have to shout out to Bobby here. He's the best ever. The most ethical with working attitude that I ever had.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Bobby. You've been with
us. We appreciate you, Bobby. You're always in the Discord.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Give him a virtual hug.
Seriously, I'm getting quite emotional right now. Yeah.
Virtual hug.
Yeah. Don't worry.
But Stavila was asking some. So how much the project was? Maybe you can tell her in Indonesian because I'll try to speak Indonesian.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm really
okay. Ready. I think I'm gonna speak Indonesian.
Can you speak Indonesian?
Bisa dong. Jangan sedih. Ya udah, nanti kita lanjutin obrolannya. Cuman jadi kita rencananya akan ada 8888 collection. Untuk harganya mungkin masih akan dibicarakan, tapi nanti kita obrolin di Discord.
Aku sih berharapnya masih bisa kejangkau.
Obviously. Ya udah, nanti kita ngobrol lagi di Discord ya. Kita kasih waktu buat yang lain.
Okay,
man.
Iya, makasih.
We're good.
Who else knows Indonesian? Speak up.
Yo. Liquid 100 if you're from Indonesia.
Hey, 100 from your Indonesia.
I'm throwing that just.
We got one.
Oh, man.
We got one. Big wins. Big wins. He said he's from Indonesia. Maybe he was just supporting. I don't know.
That's dope.
That is Indonesia. Y'all, we killing it. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. Okay. Who else do we have? Do we have another question here from anyone?
Anyone?
Anyone wanna be what Bobby is to me?
Hey, before I go, I just want to thank you guys though for having let me speak and just speak to you guys. And I really appreciate everything you guys are doing. I'm excited to, you know, mint and just be here for the community and just doing what we're doing.
Thank you, brother.
Again, man. Thank you, brother.
Of course.
The force is strong with this. Man, yes. Everybody here is so early, not just to this, you know, not just to Astro Heroes, but to the Luna NFT community in the bigger picture is just getting started. And we all have an opportunity right now to share this, you know, as far and as wide as we can. And that's why I'm you know, really here, is because if somebody hadn't pestered me and said, dude, you need to fucking sit down and smoke a joint with me and look at this shit, I would have never fucking read a white paper. I would have been like, nah, bro, I did homework. I'm done with that shit. Nobody pays me to do that, bro. And he's like, yeah, but you don't understand, Jedi. You don't understand. You understand the force, but you don't understand DeFi. And I'm like, what the fuck is DeFi? And, you know, I got sucked in. I knew about Bitcoin years ago. I actually mined Bitcoin, but I used it for MySpace and for paying people bribes on Mafia Wars. I never thought of it as anything more than a joke. And so I threw away my hard drive that had my Bitcoin on. And when Dogecoin came along, I said the same thing. I'm like, oh, it's just an internet joke, man. It's just for jokes. Fuck off. You know, don't. Sorry, guys, about the fuck off. I didn't need a fucking sort. Shit. Fuck. Okay. What I was trying to say was like, you know, this is, I've missed opportunities. I'm not going to miss this one. And neither are you guys, because you're here right now, you're listening, and you're sharing this shit. So, like, that's what I wanted to share. And last but not least, before I mute myself, is a bong saber. I'm thinking something where there's a bong that I can take a rip of, and the lightsaber comes out. But it's going to need some kind of cooling mechanism. So you guys got the engineering to make this shit happen. With that, I'll let you guys go.
Let's go.
Fucking love you guys.
Damn.
No, I appreciate
it. DYG, they have a lot of creativity. I give you that. This is the way, man.
This is the way.
I love everything you guys are doing. I'm joking about the ball saber, but everything else you guys are right on, man. I love everything you guys are doing. The seeing you guys reveal the 3D Doquan in in the Discord for a little teaser. And then I won't tell anybody that I might have already leaked it in my Telegram just because I'm old school like that and I always share with my peeps, but I didn't tweet about it yet. I'll wait till tomorrow. But like, you guys are starting to come on strong. Keep up what you're doing. I'll keep doing what I can to help spread the word. Astro Heroes to the moon.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks a lot, man. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And then lastly, so I have my sister here, Profits Over Wages. Are you listening, fam? Are you here?
I'm here. You guys are awesome. The vibe is lit in here.
Hey. Yeah. So, yeah, guys, for the ones that don't know, Profits Over Wages helped us launch, you know, our NFT project. And she's like definitely deep in the space. So definitely, you know, check her out, and I'm glad that you're here, fam. As you can see, these guys are no joke. You know, these guys are literally like A1. There's like so much potential, from the game that they're developing, and they're making it a play to earn as well. I don't see anything on Terra that is, I would say even close to what they have so far, because they're already like months in the work of the pipeline. So yeah, you know, welcome in, and anyone that is new as well, welcome in. You know, it was a pleasure having you guys. We dropped a lot of alpha on Discord. This team is very active on Discord. You find Bobby is very active on Discord. And so we'll be here to answer your questions, and we're hopping on AMAs every Wednesday. Okay. So far, that's like the schedule. You're more than welcome to the next AMA. And yeah, if you spoke today, if you shared, share those links, you know, share everything that you shared with us on the Astro Heroes Twitter. And then we'll follow up with you guys. But that's it. If no one else has any more questions, or we're going to close it up. Kenny, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, everybody, for being here. We will keep grinding. We will keep doing. This is what we do for the team as well as the community. But as long as you guys are happy, I'm super happy. So with that, I think it's about time to take off this call. I will try to do another call on Saturday, where it's the weekend and more people would be able to participate. I will share a Twitter thread tomorrow, probably, or maybe later today. I have to talk with the team first, but I really want to reach that 3D that we dropped today to Doquan himself. Definitely, if somebody can help me to get a meeting with him and talk about Astro Heroes, I think he would be stoked, as a lot of people that I've been talking with, they've been telling me to go and talk to him. For me, I didn't find a way to reach him yet, but I think with the community here, you guys can help me out.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
Alrighty. Have a good one, guys. Yeah. Thank you, Kenny. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Shout out to DeFi Jedi again. Thanks a lot, man. Going with me from the day one.
That's right. May the force be with you all.
Yeah.
May the force with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Astro Heroes Hero Discord Twitter Space AMA Alpha Drop, recorded on Wednesday, January 26th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in Discord for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Be sure to catch Silent Solos minting on February 7th. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates their support. for terraspaces.org. I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving. Try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits. Going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics. Stretching out the distance, for instance, let me be specific. The risk is hedge funding the business. Betting on the difference, ingesting all the research. Sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first. Sleep tight, little dreamer. Early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor. Taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension, something to endear myself a little bit, something kind of embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. And it's fine if I don't know, I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll, tip the first domino. Feeling abominable with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road, gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground soaring. I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in, I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little has to do with what everything is, but it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terra Spaces.